League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're joined by SC United manager Neil Reynolds now. Neil, back-to-back wins in the league, and that was a really good performance. You must be really pleased.
Listen, that was a professional away performance that we worked on. You know, it's always hard playing against a team when they've got beat 4-0 Tuesday night. They want to repay the manager. I thought they came out first 20 minutes and had a go. We soaked the pressure up. We had a couple of chances, Keegan Hartley. And then second half, I thought our substitutions were great again. Mm-hmm. Adam Dodd, you know, playing high with intensity. Young Yam picked the injury up. Dante wasn't fully ready. But the changes were good. And Doddy's introduction, plays the ball, and Max, great turn. And you know, we've got a new number nine, haven't we?
He's becoming prolific, isn't he? I mean, it was looking like a long afternoon for him with Henderson and Reid marking him. I mean, he did have a couple of opportunities to break through, but those two defenders are really good. But there, that was a great turn, wasn't it? A great finish.
Two goals in Valencia, just kick-start him. He's a header last week. The finish today, superb. And, you know, it takes time to find and blood new strikers in. You know, we talk about your Tundis, your Regans, your strikers in the past, but looks like we've got another one. You know, we'll work with him and we'll develop him and we'll try and get him, you know, playing our way and doing the right things. But delighted with everybody. I thought, to a man, second half, I thought Doddy and CJ were excellent. The two fullbacks got in time again. Griff and Potts were like they were a couple of years ago. Keane Baru, you know, he's exciting. Young Keegan, you know, Matty when he come on, Max, Dante, you know, Sandro could have scored, did great. So, overall, you know, really pleased. Back-to-back wins, three wins on the spin. Results of, can't call it in this league, you know, South Shields have gone and lost last minute. But what we can do, Ben, is, you know, carry on. You know, we're putting together this new side again, this youthful side that kind of play with no fear. And in the first half, there was times that they had to show a different side of the game. But we're going to the Bamba Bridge game now. You know, with our tails up, we'll have Donoghue back, we'll have Faizu back. You know, and we've got lads now who are playing on top of the game. You know, and they can't wait to get to Broadhurst Park next week. And, you know, before anyone gets carried away, it's 8 points outside the playoffs with four games to go. But that, for me, it's not about that. It's about kind of building a third side. And I said about that, you know, built in pre-season, built again. In about October, built. Now we're having to build again. Now the likes of Regan and Callum have gone, and we're doing all right. And you know, to come on the road, a clean sheet, back to back wins, like you say, it's pleasing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come to the young players in a second. Just to mention for the more senior players, because you mentioned Jones, but you also mentioned Potts and Griffiths. You have made it clear that, you know, you're looking towards next season, and you know, decisions will be made and that kind of thing. But you see those two in midfield like that, you think to yourself, well, I thought to myself, you know, those two could underpin a really exciting team here next season if we're not careful.
Absolutely. Listen, Potsy's got to get fit, right? He hasn't done a pre-season. He came back and played on adrenaline, and he wavered a little bit, and now he's coming back. You see Michael Potts second half like that, organising, getting his foot in, great little passage around the corner. Griffiths playing in a more advanced role, getting the wingers in. But listen, I want two new midfielders, and I'm going to say that, and right at the right age of two new midfielders. And, you know, people have asked, why Andy Halls, why James Vincent? Yeah, we are starting to clear out, and, you know, it hasn't been right. I want to go with a younger side now. We don't know what kind of budget we're going to have next season, but our DNA is going to change slightly in terms of who we can develop. And that doesn't mean that we want to be a selling club and move players on, but you can see the likes of, you know, just said Max and Matty and Dante and Keane and Keegan and Sandro and Guy and Woolers and Yam. You know, they're all 20-year-old. They're brilliant to work with. And don't get me wrong, I still want to surround myself with your Curtis Jones, your Potsies, your Griffiths, your Ennises, etc. But, you know, it's a new dawn, and we're doing our recruitment, we're doing our DNA. Michael Potts and Luke Griffiths will have a scrap on their hands in summer. You know, is it a Donoghue? Is it, you know, is it a bigger lad that we bring in? We're not sure what our finances will let us do. But I'll tell you something, since we have cut back, you know, and since we have maybe lost some of our bigger players and money hasn't become a priority, the lads are starting to turn the screw a little bit. And, you know, that doesn't take you through a season, don't get me wrong. But it does give me a lot of belief that these lads are at an age now where they're good enough to play football, and they've shown again today. But for me, I don't have a clue who the man of the match was, but I have a standout one for me, and it's Adam Dodd. Came on second half, brought intensity in abundance, stepped into play, set up the first goal, talking masterclass. It was just, it's just Adam Dodd. And you know, we talk about the younger players. He's 28, 29, yeah. Dodd. He's got a lot of football ahead of him, and he looks like he's settling into that left side, centre-half position. And, you know, it might be that we look to change it. We might play three at the back. We're not sure. But he was, for me, I just said in the huddle there, if you're going to take little bits from footballers along the way, and I took loads from different people, put it in your backpack, take something from Adam Dodd that, and I keep saying it, and it's real, he thought it was over.
Yeah.
And he's playing every game like it's his last. And whether or not you're 21, 29, 18, 35, play it as though it's your last, and you can see that. And if you're going to take a little bit of medicine, take it from Adam, because he's giving his all at the minute on the football pitch, and I'm sure he'll continue to do that. So who was the man of the match in your opinion?
Guy Hall. The reason why is because obviously he had Foley with him and he had a battle, but Guy Hall, I think, stood up to him really well, and he was up and down that line like nobody's business.
I think for Guy Hall to be registered as a really, really, really top left back at this league, he's got to work on his final ball. Get the delivery right. You know, in terms of sometimes in the first half, he can, he's got to beat the first man. Yeah. You know, if you look at Adam Dodd over the years, always beats the first man, always whips that ball. We've got to work on that with Guy.
Is that something that, because that was noticeable on both flanks, actually, because Wallerton was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I think we're one of the best sides in the league at passing from left to right, right to left.
Yeah.
But it's about the final ball, isn't it?
It's about the final ball, but we can work on that. So we've got our movement right, we've got our rotations right, into the middle of the park, set it back, get the fullback out, coming back the other way, playing the other way, getting 7, 11 and 10 narrow. But we've got to work on our final delivery. And I've said that to Guy, you know, three or four times in the second half, three or four times in the first half, you've got to beat the first man. Wallers overhitting crosses, but we're getting there.
Yes.
We're getting there. And that's the bit that I'm happy with, because, you know, as a front man, as a number 10, as a midfield, as long as you know the ball's going in the right area, or tries to be, you can make your run accordingly. And you've got two fullbacks now who want to get forward and get on. And at least it's another area we want to strengthen in summer. Of course it is. And as it is a centre-half or centre-forward. But we can only ask what they're doing at the minute. Their attitudes are top drawer in training, you know, top drawer as a group. You know, Matt Cain's the best group of lads he's played with, you know, and he's only been here a few weeks. So it's great, and we're enjoying it, and we'll enjoy today, Ben.
Yep, so as you said, Neil, 8 points from the playoffs now. I think there's 12 points still available, but who knows? But Bamber Bridge next, and Bamber Bridge certainly on a high at the moment. What's your thoughts on that game on Saturday?
I think they're flying. I think Jamie Milligan will look at that now and he'll be disappointed. Macaulay Wilson got sent off in midweek, so he'll be out of our game. Pondy's gone today, so he'll be out. So that's his centre-half pairing. They'll look at it and think, but they've gone down to 10 men, and Finn Sinclair-Smith probably scored the goal of the season last week. Great play. He scored again today. He's got the winner. They're riding high. You know, they're riding high, and we're playing against a really good footballing side that Jay's built up, and he's, you know, for me, he's got a great keeper, Felix Goddard from Bamber Bridge. He's got front men who are scoring goals. He's got Dawson in the middle of the park, who's a big, strong, athletic, you know, person. He likes to play like I play. Me and Jay come from the same kind of same background, so I think it's going to be a really good game of football. We're not too interested in where Bamber Bridge finish. We're interested in how we finish, not where we finish. And if we can finish high, and people can say, "Now wrestle the shirt off me," or "I'm here to fight for my shirt next season," that'll do me. But, you know, before the Valencia game, people started looking at the games that were coming up. You know, do we expect to beat him? We're short of a squad. We've got injuries. The lads have delivered. They've delivered 6 from 6, and that's all you can ask. That's all you can ask. And I'm just so happy. Final thank you goes to, obviously, the supporters. Yeah. You know, it's a long way to come today, and they came. And I thought from the first minute, they were singing. You know, they were well heard. And you know, when we're attacking them in the second half, they really enjoyed it. And that's the fan base that we know we love to work with and love to hear. And we'll come in training Tuesday night and get ready, you know, for the game next Saturday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.